Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
We're here again, another wonderful BBS program, and today is Wednesday, and it's the 2nd of May. Oh, what do you think we should do? Are you out there, Carrie?
Yes, I'm out here, Ron. Hi, welcome everybody. Well, Wednesdays generally is the self-empowerment theme, so maybe we can have some callers this time talking about, maybe we can come at it from a different angle and have people type in and call in and tell us about what makes them feel disempowered. And then we can come at it from that angle and figure out what we would have to do to become empowered, you know, as a result of what is disempowering us. Perhaps we can look at it that way.
Sure, that sounds good.
So I don't know where my BBS screen has gone. I've got the fast chat up, but I'm not looking at the screen with the numbers. So I'm going to go reload that, Ron, and... Let's see, maybe you could do a sample emotional clearing for anything that we had going on today while I do that.
Okay, we got a question here. Where is the Earth Protection Timeline crash? So I can website, and on the left-hand side, you're going to see a key. Underneath the key, the second white box, I think it will say sample... healings. I think it's the third one down on that. You have to drop that little drop-down box down, and it's there. Oh.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's do a, let's see. How about a problematic event clearing? We have that as far as a barcode. So let's do that for people. So if you have any situations, in fact, if you don't have a barcode on it, this will not work for you, okay? So, you think of a problematic situation that you have in your life. You have a clearing for the barcode lease on that, and you may not have a barcode. So, you may be wondering, do I have one or not? So, think of maybe a reoccurring event, a problematic event that you had. Here we go. So, see if we can take this energy away. So, one... 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now look at it, and if you still see it, that means that it is not a problematic barcode for you. Okay? I've had people ask me and say, Ron, I have these things happening, and I need to do an emotional unlimited on that to get rid of these problem situations, or do I do a mind looping, or is there a barcode? So we'll have maybe some validation here. So if it was not a barcode, this healing will not work for you. Think of another situation that you could have. And here we go. Another problematic event barcode, if you do have a barcode. And think of that one. So I'll clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? Oh, I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okay. So if you would like to call, Cindy has typed in the numbers there into the fast chat. Thank you, Cindy. And for anyone that isn't looking at that, the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada number is 888. We're on station 1 today. Wednesday, it's 888-627-6008. And then If you are outside the U.S. and Canada, area code 530-413-5011. So let's have a look at the FOSS chat. So looks like people are telling Keith how to find that new clearing, Ron. Just wondering if everybody knows about that. I know we've spoken about it on one or two shows, but it is a pretty new one. So maybe, do you want to just quickly describe that? Because that is one that would, it would be great if everybody was spending time doing that, because that, that has the potential of really alleviating a lot of problems here.
I put it up because it's the way that some of the energy that's being attached by the aliens here on this planet and on the planet energy can get extricated. That's basically the whole thing in a nutshell. Do we have text on that one that you could read, Carrie? Put you on the spot here.
Yeah, there is a teeny bit of text, and I am just looking for it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, I'm on an alt page that hasn't, that needs refreshing. Okay, let me quickly refresh that. Sorry.
I can talk about, we have a request here about a barcode. What is a barcode? Barcodes are what these unwanted universal travelers out there, a lot of different names for them, under the heading of the unseen reality, unseen people, things that are connected to you, things that... In fact, we had one person who commented on, was kind of probably similar to what most of you could have had. You're in your house at home at night, or maybe you're with somebody, and all of a sudden you hear a door close, okay? And naturally, you and the other person are there to comfort each other as you hear this door closing. You don't have any animals. If you're by yourself, then you may just put the covers over your head. You know. And you go under, how did that happen? Or you heard footsteps on your ceiling, and you go, what the hell is that up there, you know?
I think I'd just call you.
Thanks, yeah. Bring them over to me, huh?
Help!
So, or maybe you hear something strange, a tapping sound someplace in your house or in the wall, and you think, well, maybe I got a rat in my wall or something, but then it moves to your other wall, and you go, uh-oh. Oh, these are things that are real things that happen to people. If it's ever happened to you, feel yourself lucky. If you have felt about it, you're going, yep, I know what that is. Something that I can't see, but it's bugging me. These are these energies. I put them all underneath the heading of, you know, these unwanted universal travelers, aliens, extraterrestrials. They're things that are out there, and they're unexplained, because you can't see them typically, but you do feel the physical stuff happening to you. These are all these things that are the unwanted, unknown forces that's outside of yourself. So, that's what people experience. So, I guess the question is, in a sense, is explain a barcode. So, these unwanted universal travelers, the aliens, put one on your spirit when you first came here to this planet. That's why you haven't left here yet. And they also have barcodes put on you. You have them on your natal chart. When you're going to be dying, so that's like a barcode. And you can get that off of you. The website will help you with that to release the barcode of your predetermined death intervals of time. Most people have three. One person I knew had two. Some people have maybe a dozen or so. I have way over 100 on me. But aside from that, most people I don't think have had over probably... maybe 20 of them put on them so far. So basically, these are energies that the darkness puts on people to try to get rid of them, to terminate them. Because naturally, they planned out your life on your natal chart. You all should know about a natal chart. And from there, you know, you have exit points where they want you to exit. And if you don't do that, then the next one will get you. So you want to, and then maybe the one after that or so. So you want to get those things off of you to have free will, free choice. That's the bottom line. So you have barcodes put on you. Can't see them, but that's how you get abducted. Your spirit has one on you. Your body has one. You know, you do have barcodes put on you for certain things. You probably have a 2012 barcode put on you because you've been hearing about 2012. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I will read the text out. It's pretty short. Uh-oh, I might be about to sneeze. For the Earth Protection Timeline crash, so this is the new clearing that Ron put up last week. So this timeline crash clearing will remove alien ships as they first come into our current timeline. It will also remove, it being the clearing, will also remove the link between the timeline that they are traveling from, that being the ships, and our timeline. The alien timeline will be frozen, allowing the military to deal with it. So, it's doing quite a few things there. It's taking away alien ships, and it's taking away the link that allows them to come into our timeline, and it's freezing the timeline so that the military can go sort out the situation. So that's a lot of stuff, Ron.
Yep, that's good, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the timer on this one is set at 600 minutes, I believe. Let me just go a little... Yeah, 600. Excuse me.
That is adjustable, too. If you want to make it for an hour,
yeah.
You can. You can just retype in there.
Yeah, so whatever time you have, you can put that in. So sometimes I do it. The last few days I've been doing it when I've gone, you know, I get up and then I, whenever I'm hungry and I have some breakfast, I've put this up for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, or whatever when I've done that, and then I've put it up for the 600 when I went to bed. A couple of times I've done that so far. So hopefully this is starting to help, and I know there are quite a lot of people using it already. So
that's good, yeah. That's why it's defaulted to 600. So that's for 10 hours. And some people leave their computers on, and... It's, you know, you have to have the light beam up on the screen, though. So if you're doing other things, just make the light beam smaller or whatever and have it just on your monitor screen. For Cammy here, I took away barcodes, problematic or, you know, repeated situations of a barcode, okay? So if you felt something... And that means that you have and still have a barcode on you. I just took away the one situation here momentarily. You want to go in and do that clearing. If you didn't feel anything, then you don't have a barcode on that situation. So that's why I did that, to show you that you may or may not have a barcode put on you. So if you did feel something, then yes, you do have a barcode on you, and you probably want to get it off of you. That's up to you, though. If you didn't feel anything, then it never got you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and there is that clearing. I think it's $50. The recurring events and or problematic. Gosh, I'm already forgetting the name of it.
I think it's problematic event.
Yeah, there's something recurring in there too.
Recurring events or something. Recurring events, problematic situations or something like that.
Yeah, that's got a funny name. We gave it a funny name.
Yeah.
It has a drop-down thingy for 10 barcodes. So if you don't know how many you have, you know, which for most of us it's hard to know. I know the ones that I did on there, I did 10 of, and there were people who've been using it for health issues and all kinds of different things. Just if you just look at your life and look at recurring themes, might be a good idea to do those types of situations, as well as, you know, anything health-wise. You can really come up with anything you want for this one, right, Ron? It's very open-ended, and it's sort of for us to play around with.
Yeah, and it's just for, you know, something that, you know, you have a theme in your life, and that theme keeps recycling. And so very possibly you have a barcode put on you, and that's connected into your natal chart. So you're, you know, it's like, you know, attached to you. So by getting rid of the barcode can help you get some relief on the situation. And that's why we, you know, we put it up. They had people ask me about the barcodes. They go, Ron, I think I got a barcode, but, you know, I keep having this problem in my life, and it recycles every 2 months. And I said, yeah, it sounds like you probably do have something like that. And so that's why we put the clearing up for people who have this, you know, maybe black cloud over them or something like that. And it just keeps recycling this one issue. And they tried doing different things, maybe other clearings, and it's still there. And they go, wow, I felt good after doing the clearing. Felt great. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this thing popped up. So that's something that is being placed upon you. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Pat is saying that being around certain people that feel like energy drains makes them tired. And so...
Welcome to Earth.
This is, yeah. This would be an example of getting disempowered. So what can we do about that, Ron?
Well, I would first do the shrink wrap. And you can also get more spirit energy. Two different things. The shrink wrap will keep your auric field from your body that your body emits. Another way of saying that is that your body is emitting your life lessons. Everybody else to see that and to come into your life to probably give you problems, okay? Unless your body's saying, please give me $100 bills, and then you start seeing them come to you, then you may not want to get rid of that. You may not want to shrink wrap, but if you're having difficulties and things keep reoccurring and you do feel your energy draining because somebody has connected to your energy field, a cord, and we do cording clearings too. Do cordings on Tuesdays to get the cords released from you. But you can do the shrink wrap, which could help you. And you just command your body. This is a body thing. You don't want to think about it because thinking you're on a whole different dark side universe when you think. You want to be here. So just talk out loud. Just say, body, no, I want to shrink wrap. When you bring in your auric field directly to your body. That way, when you walk into a room, you see somebody who has some pretty icky energy, it will not float into your auric field because you're self-contained. Now, if your energy is outside of yourself a ways, maybe 6 feet, and that person walks into your auric field, you just got slimed with all their stuff. And they can also take away your energy. So you want to always do the shrink wrap. And it works really well for a lot of people, especially like in New York, people go on the subways, and, you know, you're normally pretty close to each other sometimes, especially at rush hour when everybody's standing, and, you know, you're almost touching people, probably are touching people. Then you can hold your energy to yourself. That's what it's for. So do the shrink wrap. But also, do I now increase my life force energy? And that's really designed to help your body do healings because you're bringing in more spirit energy, and it can also awaken you. So we'll do it right now. So you want to write this down if you don't know what it is, and you want to say it out loud. You can whisper it in case you're with people who may not have the same spiritual beliefs as you, which is basically just being in peace. So here we go. What you want to write down is, I now increase my life force energy. And what you can do is sample it to see where your hands are. So you can take your hands, palm of your hands facing each other, put them in front of you, and you should have a feel probably at least 2 inches, maybe up to a foot. Just have your hands come in slowly and have your body tell you where you are. Or you can't use your mental abilities to try to think where it is, to have your mental thoughts tell you where it is. This doesn't work that way. This is a body energy. So just kind of sample it, and then you want to say a little phrase, I now increase my life force energy. And you actually command in your spirit to give you more energy to come into you. Move your hands further apart. bring them in slowly again, and they'll probably be, you know, increased about a third more than what it was. Just keep doing that, and we'll do it 10 times here, each time you want to sample. And most people, after about the fifth time, their hands are all the way alongside of their body. Here we go. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There we go. So you should feel pretty energized. And you want to do this if you're a little bit tired. That's good to do if you're driving your car, you know, or, you know, it's like 2 in the morning, you have to drive another 10 miles or so and you're tired. You can do that. If you want to be a little more awake, just do it. And also, if you do it like 1,000 times, it might sound like a lot to you. Normally, 100 times, you're going to be wide awake. And just keep doing it. It will automatically bring more spirit into your body. And maybe check your eyes every maybe 20 times. You're going to be a lot brighter. So that's what you want to do. And it's very good. Also, when you increase the energy, once your spirit takes over, then it's very hard to have entities come into you. Entities are emotional bodies or ghosts from people that no longer live here. And maybe it could even be an emotional body of somebody from your soul family. But basically, we kind of keep it real simple and just call them ghosts. Everybody knows what a ghost is. And they come into your body to live your life, live their life through you, their past life. So they were in a body, and then also maybe they've been in a couple thousand bodies. Each one of those bodies imprint onto the emotional body, and now you're living the lives of thousands of people just by one entity coming into you. Isn't that nice? So, and you know, what can happen is the entity can come into you. Let's just say that what can I use here? I guess I'll use bankers. I'll pick on bankers, okay? So let's say that the entity was a banker, okay? Because the person who was a manager of a bank or a CEO or something, they made lots of money. It comes into you, and you want to start spend lots of money, and you don't have any way to do that, but it spends all of your money because it's used to getting money replenished all the time. You know? And so all of a sudden you wonder why you're doing this. Well, it's because you're taking on the traits of something else that had a different lifestyle than you, or maybe you get one that's really poor. Or maybe you get one that loved to give money to charities. Or maybe you get that entity in you that loves to jog. And you wonder why you're jogging on, you know, asphalt. I mean, concrete versus asphalt or on grass. Or hurting your body. And the entity loves it. You know, it likes the way the pain is in the body and gets your knees to go out and stuff. So you have to remember that these things can bring you addictions. You have to look at what you're doing to see if that entity is beneficial for you. And is it an entity or is it the real you? So I won't go into clowns right now, but we'll just keep it very simple here. You want to get rid of the entities. In fact, we're doing right now. So how many of you out there like popcorn? We'll take away popcorn-eating entities. But in fact, think of something that you have in front of you right now or that you have in your kitchen. Once you start thinking about it, your mouth starts to water, okay? You really want to eat that or have some of that. Maybe it could be a cup of coffee. Maybe it could be a beer. It could be anything that you may want to have. Here we go. So I'll take away the entity for that vice. Maybe you're a smoker. Maybe you're a drinker. You know, it makes no difference. Maybe you like eating potato chips. Doesn't sound bad to me. Here we go. So one, for that entity, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Okay. Oh, you should feel a little better. Look at your particular situation, your little vice that you like to eat or have or something, and it should be lessened, okay? So that's entities. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
And then the other one that I was thinking of, Ron, in answer to Pat's question or comment, would be maybe the chakra clearing.
Okay.
Being drained by other people.
They do attach to your chakras. So here we go. Let's take the ones away from you here. First chakra released. Think of an issue. Maybe you saw somebody and you felt that they got slimed. They slimed you. Naturally, you probably got them back. Oh, but they took your energy too. So not like you gave them a negative thing, but who knows? So here we go. First chakra released. This goes both directions. Second chakra released. Third chakra released. Fourth chakra released. Fifth chakra released. Sixth chakra released. And seventh chakra released. There we go. Oh, just see if you're getting more energy. Back to you, Gary.
All right. couple of questions that will be quick answers, I think, and then we'll go on to a longer one. Pauline was asking if you have the dates yet for the May intensive.
They should be. Let me pull the calendar up here. It should be on the Saturday the 12th, and then it'd be Sunday 13, 20, 27.
Okay, great.
And we could even ask if anybody wants to call in, if they two questions, if they felt anything on that barcode release, just for the heck of it. And the second one is, have you used that brand new clearing that we just were talking about, free clearing? That's the planet one.
Protect the Earth, protect timeline crash.
Yeah. That's it. So if you've used it, then I'd like to know how you felt during the clearing. How did it benefit you personally?
Mike P. has written about that. He says the Earth Protect clearing feels very powerful and on a grand scale, and he's saying thank you.
Yep.
So, we just click a button, and for us it's so simple, but that one, like so many of them, set into action so much activity.
Rick has a... Hey, Rick, send me the large bowl of ice cream. I'll put chocolate with hot fudge on it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, oh, great. What am I supposed to do with the large bowl of ice cream now?
Put it in the freezer till you get another ice cream entity.
Yeah, that'll work, yeah.
So, okay, and then I'm on the wrong page now. Jeremiah is asking, you were talking about the light being and having it small, Ron, while you're doing something else.
Yes, uh-huh.
And he's asking, do all the healings work if the light being is visible on the tab in Firefox?
What the tab is, so if it has to be on your screen, I would say you'd probably want it to be maybe, I would say realistically, at least an inch by an inch, maybe larger. As far as up on the little tab, no. Remember, it's a conduit for energy. So you don't want to, it'd be like looking at, if you're talking about the little tabs with things on it, like Internet Explorer has a little E on it or, different things. No, it's not big enough, no. So you can't do it that way. Just bring the light beam up and then try to shrink it somewhat, whatever way you can do that, to make it smaller if you need to do that. I think a lot of people have found friends with a used computer for next to nothing or something, and they just use that used computer maybe a couple years old to do the clearings with. That way you can leave the light beam up and... still use your computer. Okay, back to you, Eric.
Okay, excuse me. So you're saying, Ron, did you just say it needs to be an inch or bigger? Is that what you said? Is an inch okay?
But bigger than a postage stamp. I would probably make it myself if you had to minimize it. Probably, inch and a half square or something like that, if that's possible.
Okay. So that will conduct enough energy, huh?
Yeah, it should. I wouldn't go too much smaller than that myself, okay?
Okay. All right. So Jeremiah is asking what the difference is between the weekly decloning calls and the clone clearings on the website.
Okay, they're slightly different, but they're very similar. What we do with the decloning one on the calls, and we're having one tomorrow night, we're taking away from you the replicas that are dealing with a particular physical part of your body. So, like, if you have a headache, we may do one for, we'll just say for a headache, okay? I don't think we had anybody request that yet, but we do, like, kidneys and heart and throat, gums and teeth, eyes, ears, sinuses, bladder, kidneys, stuff like this, ankles, feet. And we take away as many as we can, during the call, but we take away the ones that people normally suggest. I've worked with tailbone a lot, and hips and ankles. So that seems to be things that people need, and also like neck energies. But we do lower back and things too. It depends what we can fit in during the call and how long of time it takes to get rid of the last person listening's energies on timeline where the replicas are coming in. So another way of stating that is that, let's say your name is Tom, and Tom has 1,000 phone replicas because he, dealing with his hips. And say that Judy has 2,000 with hips, and Fred has 3,000. That would be quite a bit. So I go through to the very end, everybody listening, but everybody has that clearing. And we repeat it twice. So we get two timelines taken away with the maybe over 1,000 replicas of you. You can still be out there on many other timelines, but normally people feel much better just getting these things off of you just from one timeline. Remember, they abduct you according to your emotions, and then they bring in replicas of you because a replica now, a main heading of what it is, who it is that emotion. If you had no emotions, they probably would not ever want you. And remember, that's why they gave you duality here. Duality is so you could live in emotions. That's the main thing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and just if anyone doesn't know, the ones on the website are the clone bodies living on cloned Earths.
And chocolate, that sounds good.
Uh-oh, you're getting distracted by naughty food.
I must have got Identity.
You've got Rumble entities too, Ron.
Yeah.
At least they're hovering around you, trying to whisper in your ear.
Yeah.
When you're in New York, anyway.
Yeah, Rumbles are good. Yeah, yeah. I got to thank, I think Joseph brings me some Rumbles, and so has Robin. The two gentlemen asked, they're very good.
I have to get myself to a New York Expo one of these years so I can sample some of these infamous Rumbles.
Yeah, it's Davey Wasson. And it's on... think here. I think it's on 8th. I think it's 8th Avenue between, I think it's 30th and 31st. But they may even ship them out. I mean, they're good. They're like the size of, I'd say a 2-inch diameter.
That's a big Rumble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're full of rum and full of chocolate. I mean, it's,
sounds really yummy.
Yeah, in fact, at our last workshop, we somebody brought some in, and we just cut them into maybe like maybe six pieces, you know, edited it off, and we gave them to the people there, and they loved it. So anyway, we'll get back to program here, thinking about those rum balls now. Mm. Yeah.
So, okay, where should we go now? Oh, Raymond was wondering why we allow the barcodes in the first place, so maybe you can describe.
Okay, yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any control over things that are outside of ourselves. So that means that they can put stuff on us that we know nothing about and give us a hard life to live here. So we don't have any control on that. Remember, you're born under a bad sign, you know? Wasn't there a song? At the Creedence Clearwater or something, born under a bad sign?
Yeah.
Right, so that's you're born under a sign, and that sign controls you. And, you know, it has your birth in there, and it has what you're typically going to be doing, you know, throughout your life. This is your natal chart, and from there, you know, you're controlled. And it's real obvious. People will say, I had somebody on a panel, got really irritated with me because he was saying, I'm not controlled by any aliens out there or anything. He was on and on and on. And it was quite something. I think that was in L.A. I was on one end of the panel on the I always go to the far left, and this is the guy was on the far right. So when you look at the panel, I'm on the right side. I always pick that location, mainly because, like all of you out there, you're all pretty aware. I'm sure that you are because you're listening here. and so I want to see what's coming to me. So I always pick the far end. And I can see and sense if there's any psychic attack energies coming or anything else. I just kind of stay in my own little corner. And one of the panels, oddly enough, I sat down. I always get in there first to get my favorite seat, you know. And the other people, all of a sudden, they started going from the far right, and there's like two chairs between me and the other people. And so I had to move over. They didn't want to get close to me. Anyway, things are happy and funny. So, got a question here from Oren. So, craving, those things take our energy. Yeah, very possibly, because those things, those things could be the aliens, okay, alien parasitic life forms can want these too. But I just mainly deal with entities. So, those things could be the entities. And their thoughts, remember, they're controlling your thoughts to buy something, to get something, to do something. And they are taking your energy. As your energy is being used to either monetarily to buy something or energy to eat it. And that's the whole thing. So, yes, it is definitely taking your energy, probably more than you'd ever realize. In fact, here we go. We'll go back to that ice cream that sounded very good here. Heck. So here we go. Now, everybody out there probably likes ice cream. Now, if you don't like ice cream, you can think of like Marcy rum cake or something else. But I want you all to focus on one of those delicious things that you love having. What I'm going to do now is take away the energy from what you're thinking about and see if your body energy comes up. So here we go. One, taking it away. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So just see if you feel a little different. And yes, Cindy, we'll do some rum balls for birthday parties on Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. That'll be a couple days from now here. So you have to remind me that we're having a birthday party for everybody who was born in this month right now, whenever that was a long time ago. the months follow you, and your age goes up, and the months follow you. Interesting, huh? What if you got rid of the month? You'll age.
Yeah.
You're on timelines. You have to look at this thing realistically here. What are those timelines doing to you? Oh?
Messing with us big time.
Yeah. I know when you're younger, you want to be older. Then when you get older, you want to get younger. You just don't care any longer, you know?
So, yeah.
It's certain key points of different ages. Can't wait to get like to be maybe 21 or something, or to be 18, and then after you hit it, wonder what's next, you know? I don't know. Anyway, I won't get
back. Yeah. Well, maybe if you have enough rumbles, you won't really care about it, you know?
Sure anymore, yeah. So, does anybody want to call in about that new clearing? We only got a short time here left, a little bit over.
Oh, wow.
If anybody would like to call in, they've done that clearing, I would like to know how they feel. And I will not be going, Pauline, to the yoga one. That'll be in, I think, June. So I won't be at that one. I'll be back in October. So, and I don't know the exact date. I know they're doing a October 6th. I got an email. They're having a cruise, which I would probably wouldn't mind going on. To help people, but they're going to see the Mayan pyramids and stuff, and I don't think I'd want to go visit that where they killed people to feel all that negative energy there. So, anyway, no. That's what the New Life Expo is doing. They're putting on Mark and other people. They're putting Mark as a promoter, and there's other people putting on a cruise. I would go to it if it wasn't. They weren't going to that type of situation. So I'm guessing the New Life Expo, the cruise is probably a week, maybe 10 days long. So that puts it into the 16th. It's probably, I'm guessing, about the 23rd. That's kind of what would ring a bell to me. Let's go up here on the calendar. September, October. Yeah, I would imagine Mark's probably going to have it. I would assume probably the 26th, 27th, and 28th of October. I don't think the 20th, the 19th, the 20th might be too early. I don't know. But anyway.
Okay.
But I won't be going to the yoga event. Oh, anybody want to call in or mention about what noticed here?
Yeah, Cindy, maybe you can type the numbers in for me onto the fast chat again. That would be great. And in the meantime, Ron, we have...
Thank you, Cindy. That's good. Call now. That's a good command. Great.
We've got a request, Ron, from Larry, echoed by Kim and Mike P. a popular timeline crash request here for taking away fatigue... and aliens that drain us for their energy.
Okay. So let's get the ones that, Okay, well, draining could be all different ways here.
Mm-hmm.
Fatigue. Let's get those. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. What's that? Jolin says, "I'll eat it, Rick. Don't release those entities yet." Maybe
that's
you guys
the ice cream.
Together. I don't know. Have to put in the mail tomorrow. Okay.
Bob has typed in that the Earth Protect clearing stopped abductions for him. I just spotted that there. That's really great. Wow.
That's very, very good, yeah.
Yeah. And Raymond was asking for a clearing for lack of focus and inspiration, which reminds me of the creativity clearing that went up relatively recently that we haven't talked about for a few weeks, for your inspiration, for the inspiration aspect of that. And then, oh, beep, beep, beep. Somebody on the line?
Yes. Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hey, Marcy.
Hi. I did the Earth Protect Timeline crash, and I have a little bit more energy, but I've mentioned before, I don't always feel it, and you said to call you, but I haven't done it yet. So I did the specialty clearing. I've got to get it renewed or whatever, but I don't feel anything, so I don't know how many times to keep doing the clearing because I can't feel it most of the time. Sometimes I feel a little bit better for my shoulder, but then, you know, the pain comes right back. So I'm confused on what to do on that.
Feels like it did about 80% of it so far. So that's kind of what I'm picking up. Just send me an email and I'll forward it out to the webmaster to see if we can get the code for you for that, okay?
Oh, on what?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. But I was going to send you $50 more so to have the unlimited.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah, just send me an email on that. That'd be great.
The Earth Transfer one yesterday and waiting for that code. And then I did send you $230 3 months ago, and I sent you another email now. So
I'm behind on my emails. I haven't checked them for like 3 days so far. So.
Oh, okay.
I got a couple hundred of them I've got to look at. I just haven't had the energy to look at it. I've been working on other stuff energetically right now.
Cool. Why is the sun so intense these days? I can't even be outside without sunglasses. It just gives me a headache, something terrible.
All I could suggest, maybe it's from the radiation in the air, possibly from the nuclear power plant in Japan. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I did a clearing, if somebody could maybe comment. We did it last Sunday for radiation. Would anybody want to comment on that if you're on the 8-hour call? That'd be interesting to find out how you're feeling with that.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks, Marcy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I have a feeling there may have been a second beep in there. Is anybody else on the line? I guess not. Okay. Okay, we do have quite a few questions and hardly any minutes left. So, real quickly, Ron, on what Jeremiah is wondering what the website clearing for the clone removal on cloned planets does.
Okay. What you have is you have dark side planets. First of all of them are dark side planets, but there are ones that are cloned Earths, and then you have cloned planets that are not of the Earth. And those both have replicas of you on them, and then you bring those back here. So to make it very simple, if you have a situation happening on any one of those two units, there are two items, we'll say, of either Earths that are parallel lives, or going into parallel lives in an unforeseen storyline on a movie, we'll say, that you know nothing about that planet, then either one of those can cause you harm here. You can bring in those energies. And unfortunately, when those energies come into you, then they can transfer the physical problems that you're having in those dreams or in those parallel universes, okay, to you here. Let's just look at headaches, okay? Here we go. So if you have anything out there in a parallel life, anywhere, we'll see if we can do a timeline crash for headaches. And the timeline crash is a great Band-Aid because it will take away you on timelines where you're experiencing a headache. And you're also taking other people off a timeline that would be with you. And you're all suffering headaches. Maybe you're all giving each other headaches, you know? Here we go. So, timeline crash for headaches. So, one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, we got rid of some timelines for headaches. And let's do one for with aliens that like eating ice cream.
Oh, my God.
Oh, remember, this is like, remember, entities and the aliens are almost the exact same thing. Not that they're the same body, but they may come into you also and want to experience that and put you on a timeline. So just think of when I talk about entities, those are emotional bodies. And then we think about going into a parallel life, then you have replicas of you that are created by the aliens, and they can want ice cream too. So here we go. Getting rid of the alien timelines, causing you to eat ice cream. One, two, three, or whatever you want to put there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh, boy. Oh, man, they don't like this one. It was love ice cream. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Don't they put formaldehyde in ice cream?
Oh, good grief.
I thought they do that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, to make it last longer.
Ew.
Oh, we got a beep.
We got a beep. Somebody on the line?
Yes, hi, Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Larry.
I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes. Hi, Ron. Yes, the new earth clearing, it seems, Ron, that it healed the chakras and the body areas, overall energetic healing for the entire body. And then you mentioned the radiation on Sunday. Yes, that seemed like that did about the same thing. It cleared the whole body out, the radiation from all the chakras and body areas.
That's a pretty heavy clearing.
Uh-huh.
Very intense, yeah. So that's good. So how do you feel now from that clearing?
Oh, I feel good. I feel great from that awakening clearing that you gave us. I snapped right too from the timelines and aliens were draining us. Or sometimes it's hard to tell between entities and aliens, but the spirit seems to tell me right off. But It seems to waken me right up from that. I had aliens, I think, that were draining my energies and some of the other people on Fast Chat, but it just energized me right away. It seemed like that disappeared.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do. Thank you, Larry. Only got a minute to go here.
Thanks.
I'm going to try to get off in a timely manner.
Thanks,
run it
Larry.
Up last minute. So thank you, Larry. So we're going to do one shoulder, pain, and thought I saw hip pain. Here we go. Take these away if we can. One, we'll do timelines. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. If you have a pain in your body, may want to do the timeline crashes with the pain, and it may help to get rid of the aliens that are controlling a timeline and connecting you to pain on those timelines. So without being really complicated, that's kind of what it could do to help you. Okay, on the call that we have tomorrow night, which is our replica, you know, the cloning call, what we do is take away the replicas of you that come in. and get rid of these replicas. So we're focusing on the unreal parts of you that look real, which we call replicas, clones, and we get rid of those. And both those clarions are kind of similar. So it's a little hard to talk about the two to tell you the difference on them. But the replicas you want to get rid of. And that's what we do is we have people, sometimes we do flowers and plants, and all of a sudden they vibrate like crazy, and they look real. But before they were strictly a hologram placed inside of your room, because it was not a real plant. They just copied the real plant and gave you a fake one. And we do animals, that's even more different. Because all of a sudden your dog or cat all of a sudden looks different, and sometimes their fur even changes color. So Carrie, I guess we should probably close off here, so I'll just have you do the closing.
All right. Well, there were quite a few good questions that we didn't get to tonight, so do scribble those down if I didn't read them out, and maybe bring them over to Friday, and I'll try and get to those first. No Q&A tonight for any of you who haven't heard. We're not doing the Q&As now since Ron has so many hours of radio shows per week, so no Q&A tonight or Friday anymore. So the next show will be Station 2 on bbsradio.com on Friday at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, and as Ron mentioned, tomorrow night at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, the decloning call. You can sign up for that on creationlightship.com. And I think that's probably it, Ron. So thank you all for your questions. Thanks for calling Marcy and Larry. And we will see you all on Friday. So good night. And do try that new clearing. Maybe more of you will have done it by Friday, and we can hear some more reports, because it sounds like everybody's having a good experience from it. So thanks, Ron, for all the samples. And we'll see you guys on Friday.
And Rumballs on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, everybody. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.